We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and the South Point Studios and the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. We welcome you to the show on this Saturday morning. It is February 1st. We got to the month of February, really, officially. Today is February 1st. And in any case, we welcome you to the show. We welcome all of you listening on our other platforms as well, like our local radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google. Your Google phones? Yeah, we got you covered too with the apps. KSHP app will get you listening through the radio station. The YouTube app, of course, you can see and hear us at the YouTube site. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show, however, wherever, whenever. Hey, listen, the weather is getting a little better now, okay? California, they've got all of the fires that they had going out there finally 100% contained. That is good news. And they're going to get some rain, needed rain in Central California. Very heavy storms going through Central California. let's hope that the rain doesn't get as far south as all of that burnt area to cause flooding and possible mudslides. But right now, it doesn't look that way. It looks like it'll be okay in Southern California. And the rest of the country and through the Midwest, we're going to get a little storms going through there, and then snow and some rain that's going on in other places. And as we can see from the weather map, most of the snow is up there in Minnesota and in the great, very, very great tip of the Northeast. Otherwise, it looks pretty good for the racing around the country today, especially at Gulfstream Park and at Santa Anita, where, of course, we'll have some Kentucky Derby point-getting races, the preps for the Kentucky Derby. Today, the Kentucky Derby preps include the Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park amongst the stakes races at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park has five stakes races overall. We're going to go over all those five stakes races as well with Jonathan Ardoon. But in addition to that, the Robert Lewis out at Santa Anita, where Santa Anita has four stakes races, and one of them, of course, the Robert Lewis. And that'll have 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, and the Withers at Aqueduct. So we're going to go over those three races and the five stakes races at Gulfstream Park. And, of course, get you the picks from our handicappers today. Jonathan Ardoon is standing by, Rich Eng, John Leno, and Jerry J as well. And, of course, want to remind everybody right now at the top of this show, for those of you who only listen to us or have an opportunity to see or listen to us on the weekend, we will not have a Wednesday show this week. They are redoing the set here. We're going to get a brand new set for the South Point Studios, and they are constructing that. They're going to start at the beginning of the week, and it's going to take them through Wednesday. So we won't have a Wednesday show. We'll be back on Thursday with the new set. And on Thursday, of course, we get back to our regular schedule, only one day that we're not going to be, that we will be missing, and that'll be this coming Wednesday. But it's a light day of racing anyhow. Usually on Wednesday, we only have a couple of picks. They come from Jonathan Ardoon and Rich Eng. What I'll do is I'll get those guys to give me a picks maybe for Wednesday, and we'll put it on our I'll put it on my X, the X website. And, of course, our X address is at Raceday LV Ralph. At Raceday LV Ralph is the how you get to us on X, and I'll post them on there. From Jonathan and Richie on Wednesday, and we'll be back in business on Thursday. So just want to preset you for that. And, of course, 1 week from tomorrow is the Super Bowl. A lot of big Super Bowl action happening here in Las Vegas, but especially here at the South Point when other big hotels on the Strip are, you know, they're expecting you to pay hundreds of dollars for admission into a lot of the places that are usually free. Just to watch the Super Bowl here at the South Point, it's all free, starting with parking your car in the parking lot, coming in the building, and going to the Super Bowl parties and the big ballrooms upstairs on the second floor. So keep that in mind if you're coming out here for the Super Bowl. We'll take care of you here at the South Point, no question about it. All right, looking ahead to some of the, by the way, like I said, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J on the show today for their picks. A couple of things that I wanted to get to as far as the late-breaking news or updated on some news in the racing, and that is Torpedo Anna. She had a workout yesterday at Gulfstream Park in preparation for her start in the Aziri at Oaklawn Park. And Torpedo Anna went 4 furlongs in 47.18. 1/100ths of a second, 47.18. That was a nice move by Torpedo Anna. Everybody said she looked just great out there. She's going to make, horse of the year is going to make her debut at Oaklawn Park. And then we're 3 weeks away from the $20 million Saudi Cup in Saudi Arabia. Looks like topping the American horses going out there is the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, Sierra Leone. He's pointing towards that race. The winner last year, Laurel River, winner of the Dubai World Cup, Laurel River, is back in training, and he's going to make a start in the Saudi Cup. And then you got the two big Japanese horses, Romantic Warrior and Forever Young, and maybe even from America, White of Barrier. We'll wait and see about that. But those horses show up in that race. It's going to be a good race, the Saudi Cup, 3 weeks away in Saudi Arabia. And Didia, you remember the race mare Didia, multiple stakes winner she is. She retired, with 11 wins, 2 seconds, and two-thirds from her career out of 20 starts. And she banked over $1.7 million. So Didia has been retired. She's going to be a broodmare now. Just some of the late stories, some of the stories in horse racing for you. And, of course, we'll continue to roll away. Here on in Las Vegas, it is 40 degrees outside right now, and we're going to get up to 63. Now, on Monday, they tell us, on Monday, we're going to get to 76 here in Las Vegas. So that's pretty good stuff. But right now, it's 40 degrees outside. Taking a look at the rest of the country, as far as the temperatures are concerned, down in Miami, 79 degrees. So it's going to be a great day of racing out at Gulfstream. Fast, firm, and perfect down there at Gulfstream today, 79 degrees. In New York, 38 degrees with the possibility to be of a little showers going on in there. Chicago, 33. Ooh, still cold in Chicago. But you got Phoenix, Arizona at 74. Los Angeles at 69, so it'll be a good day of racing there at Santa Anita as well. And as I say, here in Las Vegas, 40 degrees up to 63. That'll be what we're going to get over the weekend, and then we're going to get really nice and warm at the beginning of next week here in Las Vegas as we move towards the weekend of the Super Bowl, the big Super Bowl coming up. All right, and as far as the races from yesterday, Gulfstream Park yesterday, Luis Saez had a couple of winners. He won the second race for Angel Rodriguez at $10.80, came back in the ninth and final for Brian Lynch, paying $4.60. Tyler Gaffleon. Gaffleon had three wins on the card. He won the third race for Marty Drexler at $3.20. He won the fifth race for George Weaver at $5.20 and then came back to win his third win for Chad Brown at $15.20 in the sixth race. Tyler Gaffleon having three winners. John Velasquez had a couple of winners. He won the fourth race at $5 even and came back in the eighth race for Antonio Sano, paying $19.40. And Mr. Jonathan Hardoon gave us a winner at the at Gulfstream yesterday. It was at Gulfstream. At Gulfstream, the seventh race, defended. He popped out of the gate like a quarter horse. In about three jumps, he had like almost three lengths on the field. He was headed for a while, and then he came back and just pulled away. Defended wins that race easily for our players here. $9.40, Oscar Gonzalez trainee. Defender defended wins Jonathan Ardoon's play in the seventh race at $9.40. And pick six paid over $1,500 yesterday at Gulfstream. At Aqueduct yesterday, Kendrick Carmouche won the early double. He won the first race paying $3.10, won the second race at $5.20 for Linda Rice. Linda Rice had another winner. She came back in the fourth race with Jose Lascano at $4 even. And for the most part, that was really, it was like a favorite day all day. The biggest price winner of the day at Aqueduct was $14.60. Everything else paid under $7 for the entire day. It was really a lot of favorites. Sahan Savici won a couple of races back-to-back, winning the third at $4.90 for Tom Morley, and the seventh race for David Donk at $14.60. That was the biggest winner on the day. And Kendrick Carmouche capped it off from his early double win by winning his third race of the day in the eighth and final for Jeremiah Englehart, paying $5.80. Jonathan Ardoon, you remember, he gave us a horse as a pick in the eighth race. And we said, well, wait a minute, Jonathan, that's not the one that was sent here. Well, Jonathan, the one that was sent here was scratched. So he gave us an alternate horse in the same race. And that horse got scratched. So Jonathan was not meant to be picking a horse in the eighth race for us. That horse got scratched as well. No harm, no foul in that one. And then at Santa Anita, trainer George Papadromo won the first race with Frankie Dettori, paying $6.20. Dettori came back in the last race for his second win of the day for Leonard Powell, paying $5.60. And Papadromo won his second race of the day for the trainer, the eighth race with Positivity, rolling up the rail under Kent DeSormo and paid $24 even yesterday. There were some nice prices yesterday. By the way, Asiel Espinosa won a couple of races back to whack. Third race at $2.40, fourth race at $5.60. And all in all, when the pick six was done with winners of 560, 540, 2980, 1040, $24.560. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. So we got a carryover, small one, a carryover today at Santa Anita. The fives paid a little over grand, $1,046.80 for the pick six there at Santa Anita. And at Oaklawn Park, Steve Asmussen and his son Eric got together to win two races together. Not only did Steve was the trainer of those two races, he was the owner of the horses as well. So the family, the Asmussen family, had a nice little pickup yesterday at Oaklawn, winning the third and the eighth races there. Keith and his father, Steve, there. All right? That's just about what happened yesterday. Now we got to find out what's happening today. So we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll give you your racing menu. And then we're off to the races with our handicappers, finding out what horses look good in Kentucky Derby prep races. And, of course, a big racing day out at Gulfstream in Santa Anita. Don't go away. We're just getting started. And don't forget to go to the YouTube site and subscribe if you haven't, and start chatting away with our chatters. They're busy today. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to get to your racing menu for today. And we remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. And by the way, just for your FYI, the highest payoff in the nation yesterday was a superfecta at Charlestown, paid $17,835.50. Big, big win there. Okay, now, don't forget, first post times on the racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. First post times in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening anywhere else on the many different time zones that we go into, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, we begin with Gulfstream Park. Big racing day out at Gulfstream Park. You got 12 races today, five stakes races. Those five stakes races come... not so much in a row. The fourth race is the sweetest chant stakes. And in that race, scratch the six Origami and the seven Fetty. The six and seven are out of that race. Eight to five favorite there is Vixen with John Velasquez. Then the other four stakes races will come in a row. The ninth race is the Swale at seven furlongs for three-year-olds. Grayscale is the nine to five second choice. Gunmetal is the seven to five favorite there. And then the 10th race is the Kitten's Joy for three-year-olds on the turf. In that race, scratch the 8, Me Bago. And also the 5-2 favorite in that race is Tiz Dashing with John Velasquez. The Holy Bull Stakes, the one with the 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, is the 11th. In that race, 7 go, no late scratches. Your 9-5 favorite there is Ferocious with Javier Castellano. And then we wrap it up with the 12th race, the Forward Gal for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. And that has 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. And in that 12th race, 11 go to the post with no late scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Rojo Rita with the Zayas aboard. So first post time Gulfstream is 9:20 for their 12 races today. Can't wait to get started on that one. Gulfstream's Park, their pick six jackpot carryover. is $56,024. $56,024 in the Pick Six jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. Then we go to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has 10 races. Flavien Prat is at Tampa Bay today, riding there. He will ride the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, and the 10th races. He's there primarily for the 9th race, the Tampa Bay, which is the 9th on the card. He's going to ride Running Bees. Running Bee is the 8-5 favorite in that race. Earlier, he'll be on a 7th race favorite at 8-5. He'll also ride in the Endeavor Stakes, the other one on the card at Tampa Bay. That's the 6th race. And he's aboard the favorite there, Saffron Moon, at 5-2. Tampa Bay today, 10 races, 2 stakes races, and Flavien Prat. First post time at Tampa Bay is at 9:25. Super High Five carryover there, $2,251. At Tampa Bay, the Pick Six jackpot carryover, $8,402. And again, first post time, 9:25 for their 10 races. Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races, and their first post time is also at 9:25 at Laurel. Aqueduct, the Big A in New York, where they say it's nice and mostly cloudy, 36 degrees. The track is fast there at the Aqueduct. And today, of course, the big stakes race there is the Withers, but there are 3 stakes races overall. The Toboggan is the 6th race on the card. Favorite in that one at 3-1 is Maximus Meridius. And then you go to the Withers, which is the 7th race on the card for 3-year-olds. This is 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. 7 go to the post in this one. A good competitive race. The 5-2 favorite is Captain Cook with Manny Franco aboard. Earlier, the 3rd race will be the Ruthless for 3-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. A field of 5. 6-5 favorite there is Moonlit Drive. First post time at Aqueduct, the Big A, for their 9 races and 3 stakes races set at 9:40. Oak Lawn Park has 10 races today. Their feature race is the American Beauty Stakes at 6 furlongs. 7 go to the post in the race. 8-5 favorite there is Benedetta with Keith Asmussen aboard for his father, Steve Asmussen. Steve Asmussen is going for his 6th American Beauty Stakes win there. He puts his son on the favorite, Benedetta, in that 9th race. Oak Lawn Park's first post time for their 10 races set at 10:30. Fairgrounds has 9 races. The Robert Bobby Kelly Memorial is their 7th and featured. 9 races at the Fairgrounds and a first post time at Fairgrounds with a regular Pick 6 carryover of $1,761 is set at 10:45 at Fairgrounds. Sunland Park has 9 quarter horses today. Sunland Park's first post time is at 11:25. And then we go next to Delta Downs. Their first post time at Delta Downs. I'm sorry, next will be Santa Anita. Pardon me. Santa Anita is next. Santa Anita has an early post time today. That's why. Santa Anita's first post time is at 12 noon. They have 10 races at Santa Anita today, 4 stakes races. Here's how they'll roll out. Third race will be the Santa Monica at 7 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. A field of 4. 7-5 favorite there is Copion. The fourth race is the Robert B. Lewis 20 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs in this one at a mile for 3-year-olds. There are 5 in that race, 3 trained by Bob Baffert. 6-5 favorite is the Breeders' Cup Futurity winner, Citizen Bull, with Martin Garcia making his 3-year-old debut. And then later on, the Megahertz Stakes is the 6th on the card. In that race, 7 go to the post. 2-1 favorite there is Saria. And finally, the 4th stakes race is the Thunder Road. That's the 8th on the card at a mile on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. In that race, you have 9 before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite is Seal Team with Umberto Rispoli. First post time for the 10 races today at Santa Anita is set at 12 high noon. That Pick 6 carryover there at Santa Anita, $56,187. $56,187 in the Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita. First post time is at 12 high noon. Then we go to Delta Downs. Big day at Delta Downs. There are 11 races at Delta Downs. 10 of them are the Louisiana Bred Premier Night Stakes races. Of course, a lot of them will be starter stakes races. But 10 stakes races for the Louisiana Breds tonight at Delta Downs, headed up by the $150,000 championship, which goes as the 10th at a mile and 16th for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 9. 4-5 favorite there is Touch Upon a Star. First post time at Delta on Louisiana Bred Premier Night is set at 2:50 at Delta Downs. Turfway Park has 10 races. Their feature race is the 4 Go Stakes at 6.5 furlongs for 4-year-olds and up. 7 go to the post at in that race. Favorite in that one is Premia Tune, 3-1 on the morning line. By the way, Turfway Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $4,618, a super high five carryover of $19,066. Their first post time is at 2:55 at Turfway Park. And then Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races today. Pick six jackpot carryover, $11,452. 8 races at Charlestown. First post time, 4 p.m. Los Alamitos kicks in at 6 o'clock tonight with their racing card as well. And that is your racing menu for today. Biggie. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, the other day, you and I went over the 3 races that have Kentucky Derby leaderboard points to it. So we're not going to go in-depth in those races. But just for the folks who may just tune in on the weekends, and they better bring a note why they missed the weekday shows. But in any case, why don't we just take a quick look at how you picked those races. We'll start out with the race at Aqueduct, the Withers.
Yeah, it's the 7th race today, and I like the number 7 horse in there, Ralph. Omaha, 3-year-old colt from the Mike Gorham barn. Raul Menu comes in to ride. This horse has the experience of going long, and I think that gives him the edge. He's listed at 4-1 in the morning line. I like number 7. Omaha, to win this year's Withers.
Okay, and then let's go to... Let's go to Santa Anita, because Gulfstream Park can do all the stakes races there, and the Holy Bull is one of those. So let's go to Santa Anita for the Robert Lewis, where Bob Baffert's got the race surrounded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Citizen Bull, Rodriguez, they're basically the same. I went to Rodriguez only because I thought he would be the longer price of the two horses, but it looks like Baffert really has them over a barrel here.
Okay, so the horse Rodriguez is 7-5 on the morning line versus the 6-5 shot Citizen Bull.
Yeah, a lot to choose from. Pick your poison.
Yeah, not much to go with. But, you know, it is part of the early pick five, and with a 4-horse field in Santa Monica, you could really kind of like almost single the favorites there and then spread in the other races, hoping there's some long shots in those other races to make the pick five pay something anyhow. All right.
Honestly, Ralph, with all the great racing across the country, and even Santa Anita's back end of the card is very good.
Yes.
I don't think you need the early pick five, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what we're going to do is kind of just watch those races and enjoy them, I guess. In any case, Gulfstream Park is featuring 5 stakes races. The 4th race is the Sweetie's Chant at 1/16 for 3-year-old fillies. You got the scratches of number 6, Origami, and the 7, Feta. So the 6 and 7 are out. That leaves a field of 6 in the race, but the 8-5 favorite is still in there, and that is Vixen with John Velasquez.
Yeah, she makes her first start as a 2-year-old, as a 3-year-old, I should say. She ran very well as a 2-year-old. She's going to be very tough to beat. DeMar Cassie Barn has been on fire, and Johnny V. Ride's going to be a short price.
Okay, Vixen is the Vixen of the field, I guess. All right, then we go to the 9th race, which is the Swale at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds. This race is kind of like the catch-up race for the 3-year-olds that might want to get into the Kentucky Derby picture. But you scratch number 2, Donut God. Donut God was one of the choices in the race. But you do have the two horses that will vie for favoritism. And that, of course, is Grayscale and Gunmetal. That's race number 6 and 7. I don't know. Is that a lock 'em up cue?
It looks like it. Gunmetal ran huge first time out for Cox. The horse draws a good outside box going 7 furlongs. He ran a lot faster on the figures than the 7 Grayscale ran. So, you know, 7-5 versus 9-5. I like the 6. But again, not much value.
All right. Gunmetal with the Luis Saez aboard. The 10th race is the Kitten's Joy for 3-year-olds on the turf at 1/16. Scratch number 8, Me Bago, which was 4-1 on the morning line with Dylan Davis. That horse is out. And it looks a little bit more wide open. The 5-2 favorite there is Tiz Dashing with John Velasquez aboard.
Yeah, I like Test Scoring here a lot. This 3-year-old called from the Grand Motion Barn ran very well as a 2-year-old, makes his first start as a 3-year-old. Believe it or not, Grand Motion 0-23 at the meet, but he's going to get a couple of winners today, and this is going to be one of them. The way that I would play the race is to throw out the favorite, number 4, Tis Dashing. Play 2 exactas, use the 6 test score over the 1 and 2. Enter Dragon and Charlie's to Blame. 6-1-2 in the 10th.
All right, Enter Dragon 10-1 on the morning line. Charles to Blame is 6-1 on the morning line. And that'll put a little meat on the bones because a West test score is 7-2 on the morning line. So we might have a little bit of a chance to make some money in that race. In the 10th race, the 6-1-2. Then the 11th race is the Holy Bull for 3-year-olds. This is part of the Florida Derby series. And this has 20 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And in this race, you got 7 going to the post. The 9-5 favorite there is Ferocious with Javier Castellano. This horse is trying to bounce back, gets blinkers for the first time here. So we'll wait and see if that is the key to getting this horse back in the winner's circle. But nevertheless, you got some competitors in there. Tappan Street is 3-1. Guns Loaded is 5-2. So it's a competitive race.
It is, but I love the 3 horse in here, Tappan Street. First of all, Sayas opts for the 3 over the 4, Guns Loaded. Tappan Street, 1 career start and ran very well. They paid over $1 million for this horse. Stretches out today. I think this horse is going to be tough in here. I like number 3, Tappan Street.
All right, Tappan Street is your pick, the 3 horse in the 11th race, the Holy Bull at Gulfstream Park. And then we wrap it up with the Forward Gal at 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. This has 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, I should say. And there's a field of 11 there. No late scratches yet. Pretty wide open event. I mean, the 2-1 favorite is Rojo Rita, but there's a lot of competitive three-year-old fillies in this race.
There are, Ralph, and it's a terrific race. This is actually going to be one of our official radio plays, and I like the number 11 horse in here, Stunner. 3-year-old filly from who else? Brad Cox. Tyler Gaffleone rides. Draw a line through this horse's last race. Wanted no part of the 2 turns. Cuts back in distance today. 7 furlongs. Draws a good outside box. Number 11, Stunner, wins today's 12th at Gulfstream Park.
Well, we hope that she stuns the race and wins it. The 11 horse, Stunner. In the 12th race at Gulfstream Park, the Forward Gal, you like the 11 Stunner. That is an official pick from Jonathan Ardoon at Gulfstream, the 11 Stunner in the 12th. All right, now we can get an official pick from you for both Aqueduct and Santa Anita.
Yeah, Ralph, I have to tell you, the racing at New York the last week or so, even going into next week, Thursday, 7 races on the card. They can't fill races. I don't know what the problem is. They're riding races that don't fit the horses they have on the grounds. Apparently, a lot of trainers are complaining they can't get into races. 7 races on Thursday. Anyway, 8th race today is going to be our radio play, number 4, Golden Degree. 4-year-old filly from the Linda Rice Barn, Jose Lascano aboard to ride. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 4, Golden Degree, to win today's 8th race.
All right, the 8th race, that'll be the race following the Wither Stakes today. The 8th race, number 4, Golden Degree. Golden Degree is your play with the hot team of Lascano and Rice with it. And the 4 in the 8th race is your play there at Aqueduct. Hey, we'll wind it up back in Southern California at Santa Anita.
Yeah, we're going to look at the 5th race today, Ralph, and I like a price horse in here. I like the number 11 horse, Venganza. Venganza is a 5-year-old mare from the Dick Mandela Barn. She cuts back in distance today, last seen at Del Mar going long. I love these horses cutting back, coming down the hill. She should get a great trip in here. Umberto Rispoli aboard to ride. 12-1 on the morning line. Number 11, Venganza, wins today's 5th race.
Aha! Ding, 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 ding. We finally get a horse. Out of all these races, we get a horse that has a good price to it, and that is Venganza, for all the reasons you just said. And this is the 5th race, is the anchor in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 of the 10 race card. And of course, it'll be the start of the pick 6 as well. It's a pivotal race. And I can tell you, it is extremely competitive race in this. I mean, if you hit the all button, you'd be safe. But outside of that, you never know. But so that's why I like you picking a nice 12-1 shot in this race. And that is the 11 Venganza, the 11 in the 5th race at Santa Anita. What a way to wrap up your picks for today, Jonathan, reminding everybody out there, you got 4 sheets today. You do have one at Oaklawn Park, and of course, you got Gulfstream, Santa Anita, and Aqueduct as well.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralphie. Stay safe. Be well. Welcome to February.
Yes, it is February. Today is officially February 1st. Thanks a lot for reminding me, Jonathan. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Groundhog Day. All right. We'll be right back with Rich Yang. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this February 1st, Saturday. We now go out to Rich Yang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we're counting it down. 8 days to go to the Super Bowl, and I know they're starting to add pages to the prop bets out here at the South Point in the sports book. We'll get into the Super Bowl certainly, as we turn the page to next week. But looking at today's races at around the country, three races that have Kentucky Derby points attached to them. Do you have any thoughts about either the Holy Bull or the Withers?
Yeah, Ralph, I always have an opinion on races like that. Uh-huh. As far as Aqueduct and the Withers, a horse that I like a little bit is the number four, Uncle Jim. This is coming from the Brad Cox barn. This horse ran what I call evenly last time out, but what I like was that the horse that upset him, Cyclone State, came back to win next time out. That's always a very complimentary thing when the horse that beats you one wins right back. So I'm going to take a shot at number four, Uncle Jim, in the Withers. And as far as Gulfstream Park, Rob, I think you had mentioned you like Ferocious, and I think I'm on the bandwagon with that. I like the blinkers on. The horse had trouble last time out in the Breeders' Cup, but I think this horse has got a lot of ability. Let's go with Ferocious in the Holy Bull.
Well, all I can tell you is when you talk about trouble, your pick at Santa Anita yesterday got jammed something terrible. He was full of run and no place to go. Put that horse back down on your horses to watch list. Hector Barrios was sitting right in the catbird seat, turning for home on the rail, and the rail never opened up. He was looking with, his hands and the reins almost to his neck, and he couldn't find any room. So we'll just put that, Lady Gregory, I think was the name of the horse?
Lady Gregory. Yeah. You know, and when I watched the race, Ralph, and I saw the trouble he had, it reminded me of an interview that Jerry Bailey gave many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Bailey loved to save ground on not only the turf course, but on the main track, too. And he said, but the negative is if you cannot get through, you look like an idiot. And I remember him saying that specifically in the TV interview. You look like an idiot if you can't get through.
Well, I don't know if he was an idiot because Barrios wins a lot on the turf, but he just got bad racing luck, that's for sure. So with that in mind, we'll take what you like in the Robert Lewis and then your pick at Santa Anita for today.
I tell you why, Ralph, you know, it's kind of disturbing to try to handicap that race because the three horses from Baffert are all of fairly equal ability, even though Citizen Bowl was the Clips Award champion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the two other horses that drew in are just, you know, huge long shots who mm-hmm. probably have zero chance. So, in a way, the race is going to look like one of the morning workouts that Baffert has when he has a team drill. So, you know, they don't duel one another in the mornings. They kind of like try to get some education into the horses. So it's a race I wish I didn't have to bet because you're not sure which button, you know, Baffert's going to pull as far as which one he really wants to win. Yeah. I imagine it's Citizen Bowl because he's the champion. But that would be my only thought is that he wants to keep the champion moving on the right track would be Citizen Bowl.
All right. Now let's get to your realistic pick for today.
Yeah, that's not going to be a team draw in the pick I'm giving.
Yeah.
Race 9, Ralph, a maiden special weight. A horse that's been really nibbling and kind of teasing us is the number 6, Let Me In. The horse has been second, but the angle that I like with the Mark Ladd puts blinkers on today. So, I mean, he's trying to get this horse over the hump. Was first time Lasix last time, second best again. But I think the blinkers on, it's like almost like now or never against a bunch like this. 6, Let Me In at 5-2 in the 9th.
All right, 9th race, we're going to let him into the winner's circle. In the 9th race, number 6, Let Me In. Rich Eng's pick on the race day show, the 9th race at Santa Anita. Don't forget, he has a full sheet at Santa Anita right now at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. All right, Richie, we'll depend on you next week to give us some more interesting prop bets and, of course, take a look at the Super Bowl as well as racing. And, of course, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
And here's a quick tease. I did make a prop bet at the South Point last night, but I forgot to type it over and email it to Sean. So we'll have it first thing tomorrow, a prop bet I did make at the South Point.
Okay, you can see a great tease for tomorrow's show, the prop bet here at South Point for tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick final break, and then we got John and Jerry to wrap it up. Do not go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark cult. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty then, final segment of today's racing show. We now go out to Southern California with John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Hey, you did a lot of work, boy. I'll tell you what, you've got a full Lindo report for Santa Anita, suggested late pick for all the picks and the goody information there. You put together a coast-to-coast pick 5 on that sheet, and you did the last 5 races at Gulfstream because they're mostly stakes races as well. So you did plenty of work, and all those Lindo reports are available right now in only one place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's a South Point Racebook free of charge because they love horse players here.
The weather would be good in Florida and California, so didn't have to worry about changes, and we'll just go and have some fun today.
Yeah, let's get racing, that's for sure. Listen, I asked our handicappers to take a quick look at the 3 Kentucky Derby point-getting races. And, of course, Gulfstream and Santa Anita you will cover with your Lindo report. But did you have any thoughts about the withers at Aqueduct?
Yeah, I like number 6, Captain Cook. I like the 7 furlong race he comes out of. He's had 2 sprints and stretches out around 2 turns. There isn't a ton of early speed in here. If he's not on the lead, he'll be stalking a slow pace from the outside. Either way, I think he gets a good trip. He's you know, 5-2 in the program, so it's no great shakes. But I'm looking forward to seeing Captain Cook stretch out today in the Withers.
All right, Gulfstream Park, that Captain Cook, by the way, I'll give the number out. The Captain Cook is number six in the 7th race, the Withers. Now we get to Gulfstream Park. Now you got 5 stakes races at Gulfstream Park. And four of them are the in the order of the last pick five of the race. The last pick five, the late pick five, will start out with an optional claiming race on the turf at a mile and 3/8. So that's a goodie. And then the next four races are the stakes races. So I'll ask you really quick about the Holy Bull and then any other of the stakes races at Gulfstream before we get to Santa Anita.
Well, in the Holy Bull race 11, I'm on the same horse as John Hardoon, number three, Tappan Street. He won his maiden race going seven furlongs, but he wanted no part of sprinting. He had to be asked to keep up going into the turn. I thought, well, this horse is getting nothing. And he just finally leveled off and ran past the horses easily. He wants to rout, and I think he's in a good spot here. I'm interested to watch, like you guys, Ferocious with blinkers on. He ran his best race debut, so I think he'll fire fresh. And we know he's talented. And there's some speed in this race. Guns Loaded will be among the leaders there. But Tappan Street is the horse I want to watch, especially going forward out of this race.
Well, you know, the day before the Kentucky Derby is the Kentucky Oaks, a very important race amongst the class of three-year-old fillies. And the Forward Gal, the race after the Holy Bull, will hold 20 points for the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks. And it's a wide-open affair of 11 fillies going seven furlongs. Of course, they'll have to stretch out a little bit later on. But in this race, the morning line maker landed on Rojo Rita as the 2-1 favorite. How do you see it?
As far as today, we're not talking about the Kentucky Oaks. We're talking about seven furlongs today. I like number seven, Eclatant, quite a bit. This will be my first pick on the show, official pick. Coming off the layoff, runs well fresh, likes sprinting. I like the distance for this horse, and she's tactical. There's a lot of speed in here. I think she falls into the right trip. I just think this is a really good spot for her. Brad Cox, Luis Saez, obviously top connections. If you get anything near the 9-2 morning line, that's really value here. So number seven, Eclatant, race 12 at Gulfstream Park.
All right, this is also your official pick for Gulfstream Park on the show. So in the 12th race, number seven, Eclatant is your official pick. And, of course, the pick in the Forward Gal, the seven in the 12th race at Gulfstream Park. Don't forget, he's got all the big races there on the Linda Report here at the South Point. Now we get to Santa Anita. But before we get to wrapping it up at Santa Anita, hey, what about Flavian Pratt going to Tampa Bay today? He's all over the place.
Well, he bypassed a lot of good mounts at Santa Anita with the stakes races. And, you know, there's things in Florida he could have ridden. But he's riding four horses for Chad Brown. And, you know, when Chad gives you the call, he's the number one guy for him when he gets back to New York. You're going to make that trip. And you know he's down there for a reason. You just have to figure out which one is a slam dunk because he's going down there for a reason today.
Well, I could tell you, at Tampa Bay right now, he's named on five races. The first one is a maiden race for three-year-olds on the turf, 7-5 on him there as the favorite. Then in the Endeavor Stakes on the turf, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, he's on Saffron Moon, who is at 5-2, and that's the favorite in that race. He comes back in the seventh race on an optional claiming allowance and an 8-5 shot, which is the favorite in that race. Then he comes back in the Tampa Bay running B, 8-5 on the morning line. That's the favorite in that race. And he hangs around for the 10th race on the turf and allowance race for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. He's 8-5 there, and yep, he's the favorite in that race too.
Got a feeling Flavian Pratt might have a pretty good day at Tampa Bay.
Boy, I'll tell you what, we'll wait and see. It's kind of fun. It'll be curious to see what goes on there at Tampa Bay today. But now we're back at Santa Anita. Four stakes races on the card. Two stakes races are, in looking at the field sizes, pretty anemic, but they are stakes races. The Santa Monica has four in it. 7-5 there is Copion. 9-5 is Richie. And then the Robert Lewis, who holds 20 Kentucky Derby points on the leaderboard. And, of course, Bob Baffert has three out of the five there.
Yeah, you know, the four-horse field in the Santa Monica, they're all good fillies. Copion comes off a great one in the La Brea at 37-1. She obviously won't be 37-1 today. And she's the favorite over three Bob Baffert horses, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the horse on the rail, Richie, ran really well off the layoff for Baffert, is a Chilean bred. Mm-hmm. And she ran right past her stablemate Pleasant that day in the Las Flores, and she did it easy. I think it's Copion turning for home and Richie making a run at her, and I think that's the race there. As far as the Bob Lewis, you know, Baffert has the top three horses in here. Citizen Bull got away with an easy lead in the Breeders' Cup, and that was that, wire to wire. He might do it again because the tactical speed, you know, of Rodriguez, who I like, he's going to be a nice horse, and he's got a lot of upside still. But if they let the other horse go, Citizen Bull, it might just be a repeat of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The one horse that could mess this race up would be the four horse for Wesley Ward, Cook Tower, who does have speed. So this is going to be a rider's race, and if they hook up on the front end, you're going to have Mattacat Road sitting in behind. It's a small field, but it's a very tactical race. I'm going to give a little edge to Rodriguez, thinking he'll improve out of that maiden win, which was very fast.
And he's got Juan Hernandez on, which is Bob Baffert's top rider. He puts him on that horse. Of course, Martin Garcia should stay on Citizen Bull after that win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. But I want to also remind everybody in that race that in the earlier race, Richie, the Argentine horse, I remember seeing that race because this horse came in from Argentina and was running marathon route races, and she won a sprint race like a good thing that day. And you got to think, she's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I don't think that going and the extra to the 7 furlongs is going to make one bit of difference to her.
No, I don't think so. Not after running those marathons and her homeland. All right, well, let's get an official pick from you at Santa Anita.
Well, like John Hardoon, I'm in the fifth race because of those small fields and the stakes races. We need some value. Fifth race today, number four, Duly Noted, tries the grass for the first time. She's unbeaten. She won a Cowbred Stakes at Pleasanton last time, but she beat Grand Slam Smile, who's a multiple stakes winner. She's by Grazen, who's a turf sire related to two turf winners. I don't think she's going to have a problem with the grass. 12-1 on the morning line for a filly that wins races. Number three, Duly Noted, race five, Santa Anita.
All right, number three. It's number three in the fifth race. Number three, Duly Noted, and also at 12-1. So you and Jonathan gave me two 12-1 shots as a Sirocco play. So I'm going to do the exact box, 3-11, 11-3, each one at 12-1 on the morning line. We might hit one right out of the park today with you guys in the Sirocco play. But your play in the fifth race, number three, Duly Noted. And, of course, get the rest of what he has to offer at Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park and the Coast to Coast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that and lender reports are available right here at the South Point, free of charge and exclusively here. Thanks a lot, John. Enjoy the races today, buddy.
You too. We'll have some fun. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, of course, has his power pages for both Aqueduct and Santa Anita, and that's where we find two of the three point-getting races for the Kentucky Derby points leaderboard. Jerry, I will ask you first, at Aqueduct, who do you like? How do you see the Withers?
I don't. It's just they're not going to the Kentucky Derby. So
yeah, any of the horses in the Withers aren't going to the Derby, right? You don't think any one of these are going to the Derby?
Nah.
Okay, all right. If you don't have a pick there, that's fine. What about the Bob Lewis at Santa Anita?
What race is that, Ralph?
It's the fourth. It's the fourth race, Jerry.
Okay. You mean the three Bafferts and another?
Yes.
Excuse me. We
all understand the parameters here, but it's the stakes.
Yeah, you know, Citizen Bull looks the best of the of them to me. He's got a star, but you really like. You're playing in somebody else's hand, and I don't think it's.
You got to figure out which Baffert horse Baffert wants to win that race, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's got the what I typically do with that is if for any reason I have to play the race, I take the longest price of the trainer who has the uncoupled entry. I take the longest price for sure. Okay. I might use another one too. But
all right, then let's quickly get to your picks. We got about a minute left. Go Aqueduct.
All right, let's go to the ninth race. We have Helium, the four horse. Just screams to be played. Great price.
Okay.
So we'll take the four over the 138, reverse 138 over the four. We'll take the four Helium and race number nine, going a mile and eighth on the turf.
All right,
on the dirt.
At the Aqueduct ninth race, the four over 138 and reverse. That's at Aqueduct. Go to Santa Anita.
And we'll go to the 10th race here. And by the way, a teaser in the 9th and the 5th again. I have a real interesting top-rated V horse that you should use in the in your Sirocco.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay, 10th race, go.
Came in yesterday. Anyway, let's go with the Stamp My Passport. Detoria, 10-1 on the turf. You got to be kidding me.
Uh-huh.
Letter Powell does the training. The horse is just in nice shape. You got to give it a chance.
Okay.
I love the 4 over the 2567, reverse 2567 over the 4. But the 4, stamp my passport, might send this over to Europe with a 10-1
price. All right, 10-1 on the morning line, the 10th race, number 4, stamp my passport. The 4 is the key. Link-ups are 2, 5, 6, and 7 and reverse. And as you can tell, folks, our handicappers today came up with some nice horses. Let's hope they can get there for us, that's for sure. Jerry J's Power Page is available for Santa Anita and Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. Could be a great day of racing out there. Enjoy. Jerry, say it.
Great race day, everybody. Yep. I'm back to bed.
It's Ralph Sarraco at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.